I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, for me, thank you so much.
And chicken.
Oh, no. Look at that, thank you.
I mean,
how do I eat?
You don't get this in pickles. Look at this shit.
Absolutely delicious. I've just had
so good
a vegan burger. Yep. I'm not vegan, but vegan burger is delish. Very impressed with the food options here.
10 out of 10. At Emirates, I had a terrible, like, two slices of pizza for about £9, and I've got a whole pizza here that even some of Pizza Express's finest establishments would be, you know, proud of making. So, top effort. We're in the beer garden, chilling out, watching Arsenal, Fulham. Stuff of dreams, it really is.
And we're back.
We
never left.
Who are you people?
We are live at Bromley Football Club. Well, not live, because it's obviously going out after we were here. But we're at Bromley Football Club, home to Crystal
Chloe
Palace
Morgan.
Women FC, and also home to Chloe Morgan.
Hello.
FC. Recently retired. I mean, so much has happened in the last month that we were together on Wembley Way. Most importantly, you've retired. You hung at your boots. And that's kind of why we're here, right?
It felt like time, to be honest. I can't believe it's been a month since I've seen you guys.
I know,
like,
it's crazy.
What the hell?
We don't have enough time to talk about everyone's holidays. Rachel's been on gallivanting around Europe for about
very, very
10 weeks.
Thank you.
Did you have a holiday? No, you packed all your holidays in before the Euros, didn't you?
Yeah, I squashed in about 17 holidays beforehand.
She was zen,
yeah.
Zen before the Euros, yeah, and then came back and lost
chilling.
It all.
And then I was broken for the whole of the July. So yeah, it's been quite nice. Well, I say it's like been quite nice as a relaxing thing, but like going into this new job now has been absolute chaos. It's been
chaos.
Absolute carnage. I feel like the training schedule that I had before was probably less work than what I'm currently doing now. So,
and you thought you were getting an easy gig. This is why you retired. You thought, I can't handle the stress anymore of doing this and balancing a full-time job. And now you're like, oh my God, please give me the gloves back.
Do you feel like they've taken the training wheels off and just sent you off, you know, into the deep end with you?
It does feel a little bit like that because everything's kind of escalated this season. And because like, we've got in 15 new signings, it does feel like there's just so much stuff that's going on. And kind of getting up to speed with everything and being behind the scenes now is just madness. Like you get to know all the secrets and the ins and outs.
We're going to get more info on the pod, are we?
In depth stuff.
My God.
Yeah, secrets are coming down. Yeah,
exclusives.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, update listeners on what's happened because you've alluded to your new role. So tell us about retirement and what that new role is.
Yeah, so I think, I was struggling with retirement. I was struggling whether it was the right decision. Like you always feel like, oh, maybe there's one more season, one more game left in you. And I think, it felt like a really weird time to be leaving the game as there was just so much attention and so much kind of focus and stuff going on. So, you know, and off the back of the Women's Euros, I was like, oh, there's going to be all this hype around it. Why would I be leaving women's football at this point? And like once I've left, I mean, I'm pretty old now in terms of, you know, the Championship and WSL average age. I am
easy.
The grandma of the whole...
I'm pretty sure I'm the grandma of the pod.
Both leagues.
So careful.
But yeah, I think for me, like it just felt like the right time in terms of like the kind of talent coming up now. Like there's so many young goalkeepers and I just felt like it was the right time to move aside and just to let them come through and clear that space.
To be fair, a lot of legends did retire this summer.
Yeah,
so I think it seems right that you retired in that
I won't be putting myself in the same bracket as
Jill
Scott and Ellen White.
Yeah, where was your Players' Tribune article, man? Boring.
Yeah, where was that? Like, all I wanted was like a little, I don't know, like a voice note from mum and dad saying she did all right. That would have been fine as my little retirement piece.
We can still get it. So what are you doing now? Because you're still working with Palace. You are wearing full Palace tracksuit and it's not just because you're a full kit wanker.
I am, yeah.
You actually are working for the club still.
Yeah, so got into a presenting role and then also media manager. So doing like the post-match interviews, getting content with the girls, making sure they're protected online, running the social media accounts. So
not that much.
So yeah, you know, just little bits, little
small
bits.
See, now you know what it's like having to be on the content side of things, man. You'll never
Welcome
complain about, oh,
I have a
so
lot
annoying
respect.
Getting so many media requests. Now you're the one having to be
Deal
in charge of that.
Yeah. So like, I don't know.
And we're going to be hassling you for shit.
Don't. I will block you. I get enough contact with you two as it is. No, but I honestly do have a newfound respect for people in the media because like the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that I did not know about before is absolute chaos. And it's like last minute stuff and everything's a priority and everything's really urgent. So do you know what? Credit to you both. Go on.
And it's been a massive summer as well for Palace because they've had some big news in terms of the future of their club. What's happened this summer?
Yeah, big stuff. So we've gone a full-time professional, which wasn't the case obviously last year and the year before. So the club's taken a massive step up. We're getting in loads more recovery time, the analysis, strength and conditioning, gym sessions. So it's really taken a step up into kind of elite level. And this year it feels like our first proper push into the WSL and to really compete. So
and
exciting.
Loads of new signings as well, which is quite exciting. And today both teams really have had quite a few new signings, so it's quite exciting to see you battle each other out
massively. And I think 15 new signings in total, which obviously does take a little bit of time to bed in, but we did so well with our first game of the season last week. Like we obviously got the win and it was a tough game against tough opposition, but you know, just going back to the signings there, I mean, we've got Scottish internationals, we've got two players from the England youth camp now, we've got a Jamaican international. We've got and two Welsh internationals as well. So I think the quality and the standard of the squad is already like vastly improved from last year.
And there's an understanding that it'll take time, right? Like when you turn professional, it doesn't mean you're immediately like that level of professional from the get-go. You've got to get used to all the training and the new changes and all that kind of stuff and the new players as well.
I think it's that. I think, you know, going into the first kind of training sessions, like the new players, you know, they've got to take time to bed in, get used to the system, get used to our style of play, get used to what the coaches want to achieve that this year with our setup. And obviously it's a big thing for the new or the old players to get used to as well. Like having that many new people come in and trying to all get to know each other in quite a short space of time, because you don't really have, you've got what, 5-6 weeks really of pre-season before you're straight into your first game. And you know, we're expecting some big crowds at some of these games, so again, that's the additional pressure as well. So but so far there seems to be a really good vibe amongst the club. everyone seems to be getting on really well, so that always helps. Yeah.
So Palace getting promoted then?
100%. You heard it here first.
Whoa.
You heard it here first. I know, I've got Billy Big Balls on it. Wow. Yeah, but I'm backing it.
That's pretty big. I mean, having to say, I've never been, this is as far south of London I've ever been in my life.
How you feeling?
In terms of like South London. I've been to like the south of England, but like in terms of South London, I never come to South London, let alone this far.
Are you okay? Are you
getting a nosebleed? This is basically Kent, let's be honest.
It's such a vibe down here. We're literally sitting in a massive beer garden.
But I have to say, like, Bromley, you know, they've got their shit together, let's say that. Yeah. We are sitting in this fancy beer garden.
Lush. Mm.
The stadium to watch the men's game in the National League was absolutely rammed. I saw a woman with a bucket hat that says FA Trophy Winners 2022. So
love
obviously
that.
Bromley are thriving. And it looks like, you know, we're all going to be thriving as a result. And we're going to be watching the game tonight against Coventry United.
Yes. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be a really big game. I mean, obviously, Coventry last season, they had some administrative issues. They were very close to relegation in December. There were kind of rumours that they might be going into relegation again because of maybe potentially bad management or something going on behind the scenes. But, you know, when you look at the... Even though they finished, you know, second from bottom last season, they finished the season very, very strongly. I mean, they're off the back of a number of big wins.
And if you think about that points deduction, had they not had that points deduction, they would have been way further up the table with their run of games.
And remember the time how they did it on
Insane.
The last day.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
in that,
that absolute
like,
screamer.
Iconic screamer way.
What are your score predictions?
3-0 to
Palace. I was going to
say
3-0. 3-0 Palace.
Come on,
all
right.
Palace.
Solid.
Rachel and I are going to enjoy the game, maybe chat to a few Palace players if Chloe can hook us up. But we're going to chat to you, Chloe, after the full-time whistle because you've got a job to do.
I do.
Busy
I've got a new job to do. Yeah, and I need to get
no
going, guys.
So we're just walking around the pitch at the moment. Interesting to have 4G here at Bromley. And actually, even from a men's football point of view, kind of a risk, because if you go up into the Football League, you're going to have to get grass. And loads of clubs have had very expensive situations where they've had to build a grass pitch in quite a short space of time. But it obviously means you can make more money from it because it's all year round.
Exactly. It doesn't often have cancellations here.
Well, exactly.
So, you know, there's some perks, I suppose.
There are loads of perks because they'll have like schools and other teams that will come and use this. So the club get loads more money from it. But it also really hurts.
Yes, and that, it's that black... Listen, I'm going to sit not even on the pitch but next to it and I'll still come home with that black stuff in my shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing sandals, so it's going to be... I don't even know.
I think there's definitely quite a few women's championship teams that have it because I remember, I think, when Leicester were in the championship, I think where they were playing, I think they had a 4G. And obviously it's really common because a lot of non-league grounds will have it and obviously women's teams often share with non-league clubs, but... Yeah, that's my first takeaway. And there's a nice little vibe in the beer garden. A few people have hung around, I think, from the Bromley game. And a few people have turned up in Palace shirts. Palace players are doing a little signing in the, like, clubhouse, I guess you can call
it. Please just keep an eye in case you get whacked by a ball, because that would be caught on audio. Would be...
I'm staying alert.
We were just talking about tattoos. I've got one booked in. Another one for next week. And we were just discussing how far we'd go in terms of commemorating people and moments in the Euros. Mine's going to have a 22 in it, and that's kind of as far as I'm going in terms of commemorating the event. I haven't gone as far as a player or anything like that.
Yeah, you've got to be a little bit careful sometimes. But I'm going for something which is a subtle reference, but still a reference nonetheless. Me and my brother are getting the same one, which is basically like... a crop top. I don't know if lots of people saw Art of Football made these after Kelly's goal, which was like a crop top with the time in which she scored the goal, which is 110th minute. So I'm getting that, but in the style of the tattoo artist that I have my other tattoo of, which I also have booked in on the 6th of September. What day is yours?
Tuesday, so the 30th.
Oh,
of August.
Nice.
Of August. I was very tempted by the FYOFPs.
What's that?
Fuck off, you fucking prick.
But, oh, God, you know, yeah, that would have been iconic.
That would have been...
Yeah, you should. Let's get that. Let's both, I'll get that with you.
Yes!
Great to see Fran Kitching replacing Chloe. She's doing some catching practice. She looks good. She looks like she's up for it. Big shoes to fill, but loads of experience. A couple of years at Sheffield United, been at Liverpool as well. A real good signing for Palace, and I'm sure Chloe's very excited to have her here. No pressure for her to fill those boots, but I'm sure she'll do a very good job.
We'll be announcing the lineup for both teams very shortly. While you wait, why not grab yourself a quick bite or drink of Broomsville? Also, get yourself
great. We can recommend.
You've been drinking?
No.
No, we've just been eating the delicious food.
I had a lime soda, that was it. We're just out the back of the stadium now, just trying to catch a break from the pumping tunes at Bromley FC. So we're kind of...
Fox Park Wembley all over again.
We're actually kind of by the bins. Chloe sorted us out with the VIP spot by the bins. And also brought us a VIP in Fliss-Gibbons, who's not featuring in the game today, but can give us a little update on what the vibes are. Now you've obviously lost Chloe. She's in a different sort of role. But without her in between the sticks, I mean, what's this season looking like for Crystal Palace?
I'm one of 15 new signings this year. So I think the girls that were perhaps here last year will say it's obviously going to be very different. It's going to be different for me anyway and those of us that are new. But I think definitely we're looking to sort of promotion this year is definitely the aim. I mean, along with most of the teams. But I think we've set our standards quite high, especially sort of with pre-season and the training and the tempo and the standards that the coaches demand from us is very high. But we of course want to get promoted. We'd like to win the league and ultimately go up into the WSL. But we're taking it game by game at the moment. But so far, so good, yeah.
And how is this pre-season with Palace compared to pre-seasons you've been involved in with other clubs?
So my only other experience of professional football was at Brighton. But to be honest with you, it's quite similar. Lots of running, lots of hard work, lots of like blood, sweat and tears. But I think there's probably a bit more focus for us on the tactical side of it. Like I said, with the new squad sort of getting up to speed with the knowledge and how Dean and James want us to play this year. So, yeah, there's probably been a bit more of a focus on the tactical side of it. But it's sort of looking like that's starting to take shape now, so yeah.
Chloe, how much are you enjoying watching the running from the sideline instead of having to do it in pre-season?
Oh my god, it's an absolute gift. I mean, obviously I clap the girls on the sidelines, you know, provide that kind of moral, emotional support, but I really laugh at them when they fall over.
Yeah,
to sit and actually video and just stand there and do that. So yeah, it's been an absolute delight. Thank you.
Are you still going to every training session, or like how does it work? Are you just going to ones that you fancy turning up
to?
We've
barely seen her.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we've barely seen her.
There's
no slacking here.
I mean, I'm supposed to be getting there sort of one evening
a week. Okay, yeah, here we go.
There's obviously lots of things that I do behind the scenes that no one sees. Yeah, like
nobody knows about. Nobody knows what's happening.
Know that. Okay, there's some stuff that goes on. But yeah, and then obviously comes the match days, like home and away as well, and like filming all the content for the girls. So
you can't escape Durham, no matter. No. What? How much you try, you've still got to go to Durham.
Your nemesis.
No matter how many times they make us go down there and how many times I say that pitch isn't okay. No, that was Sunderland, wasn't it? It was Sunderland we went up three times last season.
It's been 84 years and you're still going to Sunderland.
You're still going to Sunderland.
In some capacity.
And what have you made of the championship as well, like having played in the WSL? Do you feel like, from your experience, that gap is really closing?
Yeah, definitely. I think actually... the standard in the championship is, well, I think you probably in the last few seasons there's maybe been like a favourite to win the league, but I think this year it's going to be so competitive and the standard is getting much better, and I think the quality of the players is also getting better, like it is in both leagues. So yeah, I'd like to think that, you know, if whichever team does go up, they can hold their own and it's not just going to be sort of you go up and come straight back down. But it definitely looks like it at the moment. Like I say, I think the standard and like the intensity of the games, there isn't really much difference.
Well, Fliss, I know you've got to get back to the door where you've been playing
security/bouncer
today. So we'll let you get back to that. But thanks for chatting for us and hopefully see you some point later in the season as well.
Yes, thank you. I hope you come down to some more games.
I will.
Hopefully you're impressed by what's on
It's the best beer gone football stadium I've ever
that
seen.
Is. Main thing. I was that more talking about the standard of football, but beer garden's bonus.
We'll put that in the post-match. Yeah. We will talk about that for sure and stop talking about the beer garden.
We will. What are your names, sorry?
I'm Michael.
Michael.
Mike.
I'm Russ.
I thought you were about to say
Michelle.
Mike.
I was thinking about it.
And how long have you guys been coming to Palace Women for?
I'm about 4 or 5 years myself.
And how about you?
5 years.
Only a year.
Okay, and you also Bromley fans?
No, no,
just Palace fans.
Oh,
no.
Just
Palace.
Oh, how dare you.
What's your mouth?
You?
No, just we're main Crystal Palace.
Okay.
And Crystal Palace ladies as well.
Okay, amazing. And do you follow home and away or just home?
Just home.
I went to my first away game. This season, so
yeah,
brilliant.
How many ways really can?
And how much over even 5 years? How much have you seen the team change and also the fan base as well?
Immensely, the team has changed more than the fan base.
Yeah,
because there's a few more coming in now, but one man and a dog.
Well, back in our first season up, we were third tier and we were put up with 3 weeks before the season. So we had a team built for the National Leagues playing in the Championship. And when you look at it now, and this is a team built to get into the WSL, so the last couple of years, absolutely massive improvement, and it's shown on the pitch and in our results in the league table.
And for our listeners' benefit, we are surrounded by a beautiful array of flags and banners
people,
behind.
Yeah.
And people, of course. I was going to ask you about this. You're responsible for these, all of them?
We all chip in. We all had some of our own ones different times. We all chip in together and do them. Eventually we'll have the whole stand and then had to get here about 3 hours early to put them up.
Well, they look amazing, and what's great as well is you can always see them on FA Player or any of the highlights. You can always see the flag. I saw them last week as well. I saw some of them, so yeah, it looks great.
And how are you guys feeling about this season, obviously going full time? Are you feeling confident about promotion?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll be in the mix as long as we don't get too many injuries. And we play like we did last week against probably one of the best sides in the league, I think we'll be thereabouts.
I think it's the most competitive league it's been so far, but there's a lot of teams, only one spot going up, a lot of teams vying for it. But this year, it's the first time we're really in it. So, we've got as good a chance as any, really.
And lots of new names in the squad as well. Yeah. Has anyone impressed you, or is there anyone particularly you're really excited to see play? Or?
I mean, last week we had eight debutants start, and some real standout players. I mean, all of them really. We kept some of the core last season who were, good players as well. So it's hard to kind of narrow it down to one because it's been, I'd say, everyone kind of shone last week.
And after the Euros as well, have you found more of your mates or family are interested in coming down? And have you seen a bit more of a buzz and an interest around the team as well?
Well, there's certainly a buzz around our group, wasn't there? When the Euros won, I went to 3 games.
I went to a game. I think at the moment you've got the... Because it's still growing, women's football, and it's growing bigger quickly because of the Euros and the national scene. But I think at the moment you don't get... Well, you've got 89,000 at Wembley, but a lot of those people don't come to their own domestic team. So we've been trying to push the message throughout the summer of, support your local team, not just the WSL, which is all they got mentioned on BBC and everything. It's a slow burner. There are a few people. A mate I took with me who's a Millwall fan, unfortunately, but he went to the England game, he loved it. And so there is a little bit of time, but we need people to start turning up to the domestic game and seeing how good it is at this level.
We should say that our other fellow host is Chloe Morgan.
Yeah, you know her.
How do you feel about her retiring?
Good luck to her. She's found a role at the club.
An important role as well, because we've been crying out. Cause some of us, I do my own Palace Women's podcast just to promote that. But the only one that does, because Palace Women's show, Eagle Eye View. But we've needed desperate for a media person, because one person who got hired last year, there's hardly anything being put out. And if we want to get more and more fans in, and people need to know about the players, learn about the team, and Chloe straight away has been, in the last week alone, has done more than probably has been done about 4 seasons by the official Twitter and stuff. So we need that. So it's good to have someone who has been on the other side of it, appreciates what is needed, and is passionate clearly to do it.
She'll be very pleased to hear that, won't she?
Yeah, good review already.
Yes, we love that.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I told
guys.
You he was good.
Yeah, he was.
Although I have to say, she has filmed us a couple of times, and that never turns up on anything.
We'll have a word. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game.
Brilliant chance there for Palace. I think we're 5 minutes into the game. There is a big scoreboard somewhere, but I think it's on the outside where the incredible beer garden is.
But yeah, about 5 minutes in, and Palace just had a really, really good chance, but ended up just going wide of the post. But they've dominated the first few minutes of that game, of this game, and it looks like so far so good. I've just grabbed Lee Nicol on the way back from the toilet. What are you making of Palace's performance so far?
I think very strong. We're keeping the ball really well. Oh, nearly. We're keeping the ball really well, retaining possession in our third and the middle third, but we're just finding it hard to cut them down in the final third. But I think the girls are doing really well. I think it's just a matter of time now.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel and I have just been saying how the team looks so slick. It doesn't look like a team that's got so many new signings, haven't played together for that long. Have you been impressed as well how the team's come together quite quickly into the season?
Yeah, I think we spoke this week. This is actually week six of being together, and the squad's just gelled. From week two, I'd say the squad's just been so coachable and receptive, and they believe in the process and what the management are trying to do with us. So it's credit to the girls and how much they're buying into the process, and the recruitment's been done very wisely because everyone fits into the style of play.
Yeah, there's a lot of experienced names as well, and I know we spoke to some fans, like, they're excited for this season, the expectations are high. How does that feel as a player as well, going into this season, knowing that a lot of people are looking at your team and thinking these could be the champions?
I mean, a lot of us have never been in this situation before, so it is different for us, but we do block out the noise. I think we're that busy working and training so hard that you don't really hear the noise that's going on around us. We don't really get caught up in it. I think we're just pushing each other, and we're being pushed to our absolute maximum every single day. So the last thing we're thinking about is the noise on social media, and we love our fans, but we try not to get carried away.
And Chloe's now in charge of social media, so you can just blame her, if anything.
Always blame her.
And thanks, Lee. I'll let you get back to your actual duties.
Thank you.
See you
later,
man.
Cheers.
Thank you.
She's one of our own. Shoulder giant. She's one of our own. She's one of our own. She's one of our own. Shoulder giant. She's one of our own.
Coventry are finding their way into this game, and Palace might come to regret all those missed opportunities in the first half an hour of the game, because Coventry are finding a little bit of rhythm, getting a little bit more comfortable, and they've just had another really good shot. But Palace are on the attack now. Oh, what a challenge. Absolutely slamming challenge. Huge challenge. I felt that in the front row here. Oof. Oh, I think she's going to be feeling that for a while. Yeah, she's taking a moment there.
Oh, good tackle. Oh, that's
actually a point. Palace have finally taken the lead after so much pressure for the first 45 minutes of this game. Molly Mae Sharp has given them the lead after she got absolutely slammed to the ground just a minute ago, when she took a huge challenge, and her teammates are celebrating with her now, but looks kind of, it looks like she's going to come off, to be honest. After scoring that goal, I think the hit that she took from that challenge was so hard that she's about to come off. She signaled to the bench, but it was a really good finish in the end.
As Lizzo says, it's about damn time.
It's about damn time. It's about damn time.
Bristol Palace 1, Coventry United 0. We'll see you all back in the second half.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Start the second half, we're in the with the Palace Ultras down the other end with the lads that we spoke to earlier. Very lively, very loud down here. Already got a little bit upset at the lino for giving two or three offsides already in this start of the second half. Palace still looking really good, moving the ball around really nicely. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the second half. They still only got that one goal lead, so it's not over yet. Coventry do look good on the break, but just really struggling to find enough possession, enough ball to build much in this game. Massive chance for Palace there. Annabelle Blanchard had a clear eye on goal. She went past like two or three Coventry defenders, was a couple of yards out from goal, but she had a tight angle on this near post on the left-hand side. She decided to set it back for a teammate instead of shooting, and the opportunity ended up coming to nothing, but that was a massive chance.
I'm putting it here.
Oh, OK, get involved.
I'm involved.
I don't, but those guys do. Yeah. Yeah, everyone there will. I know one of the, someone who was the goalkeeper, but she's not the goalkeeper anymore.
What's her name?
Chloe. Do you know her?
I saw her.
Do you see? Do you know her?
Yeah. Rihanna. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's her friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah. Goal by Annabelle Blanchard, and we were just talking about how she wasted that chance when she passed it, when she probably could have shot, and that what a finish that was, just inside edge of the box, curled it in to the right hand side, and 2-0. I'm pretty sure that's Palace done now, home and dry. I think it will take a lot for Coventry to come back from that.
I think that was fully deserved from Annabelle Blanchard. She's worked hard, she's been offside a number of times, and as I said earlier, had it in the back of the net at one point, so she deserves to get a goal tonight. Pleased for her.
It's certainly interesting as well with Palace winning this game at the moment to see how much they've invested over the summer going full time. 15 new signings, a lot of players who might have got a spot on a WSL roster here because they know they're going to be getting a full time deal. I think it's impressive, but then
also, I think, must be concerning if you're a club like Coventry. And even I was thinking, you know, a club like Reading in the WSL now being the only team left that's not linked to a Premier League men's side. The budgets that you've got to work with are just so, so different. The gap in budgets is massive. And I think we're going to see this stretch and this gap start to happen in the Championship as well, with teams like Palace just having the finances to go so big, like Leicester did, like Manchester United did, like Villa did. And then, I mean, what do teams like Coventry do?
There's, I mean, yeah, teams like Coventry, but also teams like your Southamptons, your Birminghams, that all of them, their clubs are going to say, you know, we had a potential handball call there. You've got all of these clubs investing, right, deciding to go full-time. There's one chance to get up into the FAWSL. And for me, the problem there is, how long is a club going to keep investing without reward?
They don't get it.
And that's why I'd really like to see the FAWSL expanded and the Championship expanded. Because you've got to give people... You know, everyone can't go up, but at least two opportunities to go up kind of makes that league a little bit more fight, I suppose, because sometimes you end up having one team out and above. What do the rest do for the rest of the season if you know that team's basically guaranteed themselves promotion? At least having that second spot to fight for would I give that bit of reward to all these clubs investing and keep more clubs investing. That's what my worry is if you're not getting that reward, how long are they going to keep pouring money into a team?
Yeah, and I would certainly say that for Birmingham as well. It's not been a good couple of years for them on both sides, on the men's and women's side. It's been really difficult. The stadium's in a mess. They've struggled on both ends of the pitch. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens to them in the Championship. They've made a good start to the season so far, but... you know, they haven't got the investment that some of the other clubs in this division do have. Southampton especially have, you know, backing of new owners in the Premier League who are ambitious, who want a successful women's team. They've climbed the table so quickly with this new project with Marianne Spacey. So you just feel like, how are the other teams going to be able to compete? And like you said, if they're competing now, are they going to run out of money? And the ones that are pushing, are they going to continue to push if they don't get that instant reward? And even this season, the WSL, you look at a team like Leicester, they could really struggle this season. And if they were to go down like they nearly did last season, is that going to be, you know, the tap turned off for them? Or is the club going to continue to support them and see the long-term project? And I think they will, because they've moved to this fantastic training facility, and you don't do that if you're just a short-term, you know, project with just your eye on short-term gains. But it is really interesting to see how these more successful and ambitious Premier League clubs look at their women's teams as long-term investments.
Exactly that, because ambition is brilliant, but you also need to be realistic in how quickly these things turn around and how quickly you see progress. You know, just because you turn full-time doesn't mean your whole team are suddenly absolute pros, know exactly how the game works, and they sees improvement from all the investment you've put in. It takes a couple of seasons, and I think a lot of the time our expectation doesn't always match the realistic side of how long it takes to grow a club and how long it takes for investment to be seen in terms of results.
We saw just in the past week Newcastle United announcing that they were going to take control of the women's team, and that will surely bring lots of investment. And I think we'll probably get to a point where the ambitions and desire of every single Premier League team would be to have a team in the WSL. But at the moment, there's not enough space for them all, because there's 12 teams. You've got Reading in there from outside the Premier League. So something's going to have to change. There's going to have to be expansion. I think that's going to come soon. But then obviously with that, then there'll be more relegation. Cov goalie there, Whiteman. She found a really good game, and her defenders left her hanging there because she didn't block that shot, and then she just had the easiest tapping of all time to get the rebound.
Thank you.
right, full time whistle at Bromley. What a night we've enjoyed. Good food, good vibes, great fans. Rachel, what are your thoughts on that 3-0 win for Palace in the end? Fans are getting very excited saying top of the league.
Well, it's true. I mean, I was really impressed with how they played today. I was excited to see how they were going to play with so many new players. So I'm quite impressed with how quickly they look to be gelling. And I'd say for other teams, that's probably quite frightening to see how quickly they're gelling. They've got some really good experience in the squad, but they've got some really great youth as well, and I think they're gonna do wonders this season. So yeah, I was pretty impressed. And what I don't know what you thought. I mean, Annabelle Blanchard was brilliant. I thought she could have had a couple of goals and maybe a few more on the score sheet than what she did score. But yeah, I was very impressed with her, especially.
I have to say, Isabella Sibley was the standout.
Yeah.
So good. And I think she's going to have a phenomenal season.
Yeah.
I think people need to look out for her because she's going to tear it up. And I think she's going to have a lot of people watching her as well. So I'm excited to see how her season progresses. First championship game of the season ticked off for me. I know you've got more to come. But we're going to chat to Annabelle Blanchard now after such a fantastic game for her. Initial thoughts to the crowd, first things first, a brilliant result.
Yeah, I think the crowd were like the main push factor tonight and why we got there. You know, they've been amazing, even at London City last week. But like, we've been working hard all pre-season, and like, this is just the start. You know, we're still very new to each other, but I think the performance, like, the girls put in from back to front tonight, and everyone that came on and everyone behind the scenes, like, that was what it was about tonight.
Yeah, it seemed like you guys gelled already so much, and the movement was brilliant, the understanding of each other was brilliant. You obviously got a goal, but probably could have had two or three or maybe even four. Are you a bit disappointed that you didn't get more than that one?
No, obviously, yeah, like on a personal level, I want to score as many goals as possible, but I think 3-0, you know, clean sheet and three goals, like, it's an all-round good performance tonight from everyone.
You say that you're quite new to each other, but we were saying this like during the first half especially, is you don't look like you're new to each other. You seem to read each other really, really well.
I think, to be honest, that's like all down to like the staff and how we've been training. Like, we've literally been gelling, like, literally together almost every day, and I think the fact that everyone's bought into it is why like we've been so successful early on. But like, it's only the start, two games, and like, we've got to keep consistency.
Yeah, I know the fans were getting very excited at full time saying top of the league.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys pay attention to that? Because that must be quite exciting. I know it's very early on, but you must think, oh, it's quite cool, we're actually top of the league right now.
Yeah, no, obviously, like, it's exciting, but I think we've just got to stay humble. Like, there's a, like, if you know football, like, a league's a marathon, it's got a very, very long way to go, and the season's long. So if we can just keep pushing, hopefully we can stay there.
And what have you made as well coming back from the Euros? Like, obviously, a lot of people are asking, oh, what's the impact of this tournament going to be? And have you felt that there's been a bit more buzz around the team and the fan base as well since the tournament?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's been like a lot more interest in women's football, but I think this is only the start. Like, it's got a long way to go. And I think if you just keep buying into it and supporting whoever your team is locally or whoever you support, then, you know, like, the growth can be incredible.
With the woman at the moment.
Hello.
Chloe Morgan. Just got to say, Rachel just said it just now. What did we say? We said 3-0. And Palace bloody won 3-0.
We actually bloody did. Right, you've got to come
Oracle
to every single game now. That's it. So I'll hook you up with tickets, obviously. You won't be near the bins again, I promise. What a result. I think everyone's just absolutely buzzing. Like, I don't think we could have had a better start to the season. Like, two wins on the trot is a completely different start up to how we were last season, the season before. So, like, the new signings that we've had have made an absolutely massive difference, and I think there's just so much of, like, a positive energy around the club. Like, I'm absolutely bloody buzzing.
It must be, I mean, quite frightening for other teams in the FAWC seeing you guys come together with 15 new players and play like that in your first couple of games.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope everyone's really scared.
Good.
Yeah.
They should be. Also, your first home game ticked off as well.
Yes,
how does that feel?
I mean, massive. I mean, it's been amazing. Like, obviously, we had quite a few fans down today, and we had like fans that we'd not seen before as well. And I think that's been huge for the girls to kind of, like, you know, be able to play in front of a decent sized crowd. And like, the crowd, like, from that end, absolutely
huge. Tell us about the little like, coming together at the end of the game as well. You had a big sort of moment in the centre of the pitch.
Yes.
Some cheering. I'm sure a few words were shared. So what were the coaches saying after the result?
I think it was mainly just, I mean, we can't tell you, so it's very, very top
secret.
Very top secret. No, but it was just like a, you know, an appreciation of all the hard work and effort that's gone into the training, like, especially some of the subs. Like, it's not been an easy pre-season. Like, we've all had to come together. We've all had to kind of have this massive transition. And I think it's just an acknowledgement of, like, how far we've come as a club and all the excitement that's kind of building around us. Like, it does feel like, you know, people are expecting big things and we're delivering. So, yeah, it was just a thanks and a well done, really. Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Onwards and upwards. I mean, for me, I think I need to see more fans down here, though. I mean, Palace fans, people in South London.
Get down
you here.
You should have heard her. We were walking around, and I said, it's so cute watching you experience your first time at Bromley, how excited you are. She's loving the pitch, she's loving the food, she's loving the fans. I mean, we got to get her down here more often.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, also, I put a tweet out about coming here and like took a few pictures, and the amount of people who replied to me being like, oh, I've been meaning to get down to a game, or like, that's my local club, it's great there. It's like, we need to see more fans here, because the football that Palace played tonight was unbelievable. I mean, the movement, the rhythm, so slick. And they're only going to get better when the season goes on, as you know, like second game in, it's already looking this good with this many new players. Would love to see more fans coming down here. Amen. Like, hopefully, with the new media manager's work. Hello. I mean, the lads down the end were saying they've seen more tweets in the last 4 weeks than they've seen in about 10 years.
Too right.
So you've already done...
There's just so much action happening. I'm like, finish one tweet, and I'm like, right, spell check it, look up. Something else has happened. Oh, it's a substitution. And I'm like, oh my God,
can't. Yeah, live tweeting is a nightmare.
Substitutions in 30 seconds. That was a lot. I've not dealt with that before.
Get promoting and get down to Palace. If you're not coming down to see Palace women, what the fuck are you doing?
You're going to enjoy it.
Come down. Come on. Come on, you Eagles.
Go on, you Eagles. See you soon.
All right, see you later, lads.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around the duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.